This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news. Thursday is the National Day of Prayer. Services will be held at noon at the courthouse in Whiteville, the Tavern Gazebo, Riegelwood Sheriff's Satellite Office, and the Tabor City Welcome Center platform. Services will last around 20 minutes, and everyone is welcome. More than 2,800 customers were without power in Columbus County Tuesday due to equipment malfunctions, according to Duke Progress Energy. The utility said service was completely restored by the evening. Most of the outages were between Whiteville and Chabern, while around 400 were reported between Hallsborough and Lake Waccamaw after a pole was struck at the lake. A pit bull puppy was saved from a structure fire in Monday and is recovering. We love good news like this. The dog was locked inside a crate at 605 North Lee Street when firefighters arrived, and flames were showing in the home and smoke was very heavy. Lieutenant Marquise Blanks of the WFD and Lieutenant Scott Moody of the Whiteville Police hauled the crate outside, extracted the dog, and gave her oxygen. In a little while, she was up and about, and she was transported by Whiteville Animal Control to a Wilmington area emergency vet where she was treated and released. This week is the 92nd annual North Carolina Strawberry Festival at Chabern. Events will be taking place all week long, leading up to the big day on Saturday. The Strawberry Parade has been moved to 11 a.m. on Saturday, remember. It's not going to be in the afternoon anymore, but it'll be at 11 o'clock, so you need to get there in the morning to get you a good place to watch. Look for the full list of events on our website. The State House this morning passed a bill outlawing sanctuary cities and counties and further requiring law enforcement to cooperate with federal immigration officials. A companion bill is expected to pass in the Senate. Governor Josh Stein has all but promised to veto the bill, but Solons think they have sufficient support to override the veto. North Carolina's six largest counties all have sheriffs who refuse to enforce federal immigration laws, with Mecklenburg declaring itself a sanctuary county, the sheriff saying he will not cooperate with federal law enforcement out there. Parents and supporters of Williams Township School and substitute teacher Iris McPherson turned out Monday to protest a planned demonstration by John Barnett's Thug Civil Rights Group. Thug never showed, but parents and the Columbus County Sheriff's Office were there in force. Barnett later said that he went to Myrtle Beach to investigate the officer-involved shooting of a teenager there Saturday, where 11 people were injured, and that the WTS protest will be rescheduled. South Carolina authorities said that the youth in Myrtle Beach was firing a gun at a party and turned the handgun on police when they responded. Three officers were on administrative leave pending the investigation. 11 people were injured in that incident. While mosquito hatches have been low due to the drought, state officials are urging residents not to be lax in your anti-skeeter efforts. Owners of horses, donkeys, and ponies are especially urged to have their equines vaccinated against eastern equine encephalitis and West Nile. Now, both those diseases are usually deadly for animals. Health officials are also encouraging folks to make sure that you do not have any standing water in your yard. Even a teaspoon can act as a nursery for mosquito larvae. Also, you can turn lights off at night to keep from attracting too many of the pests. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver reporting.